ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14 ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 23. ಉದಾಸೀನವದಾಸೀನೋ ಗುಣೈರ್ಯೋ ನ ವಿಚಾಲ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣಾವರ್ತಂತ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಯೋವತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ನೇಂಗತೆ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಟಾಪಿಕ್. ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. And we are talking about the various indications or symbols or lingas of Gunatita, Gunatita Lakshanani. There is only a slight difference in this shloka from the previous one that we saw in the last webinar. Previously, we talked about the fluctuations of the gunas in the Jnani's own mind. Here it is said he accepts the guna differences and fluctuations in other people also. Not only they are fluctuations in his own he also accepts the same thing with other people also. In the world, if there are million types of people, the proportions of gunas also will be million types. Just as two fingers are not the same, two people cannot be the same. When we find differences among jnanis, even though each of them are gunatitaha, one jnani has extreme sattva, and he cannot get up. This person is like this, you know. There are other jnanis who could be different. For example, even for bhiksha, they have two vrittis. The people they call ajagara vritti and madugara vritti, they call it. One jnani does not get up even for getting bhiksha. That is that jnani. If this body has got prarabdham to live, God will bring food. That is his attitude. So he won't even get up for getting bhiksha. So that lifestyle is called ajagara vritti, python life like vritti, python like lifestyle. Python just opens its mouth and waits for something to run inside. A rat or a small goat or something, they think it is a nice hole and enter all these things into the mouth of the python. Then it says till it is digested. Then again it opens the mouth. This is called ajagara vritti. There are certain jnanis who are extremely sattvic, that they don't want even that pravritti of taking bhiksha. And there is another type of people who are madhukara vritti, bee life like style. You know, the lifestyle of a bee. Just as a bee goes from one flower to the another and collects only a little drop of honey and not all the honey. He does not take all the food from one house, but a little bit from each home and goes to few homes. Now this requires some rajoguna. Even going from one house to another is a pravritti. So which requires rajoguna. That's what we saw in the last webinar. That means between the jnanis also there is a fluctuation in the form of ajagara vritti and madhugara vritti. What to talk of the majority of ordinary people when this is the case even for the jnanis? There will be fluctuations, there will be lot of differences, all will be there. Which means the character of all the people, their ambitions, etc., are not going to be the same at all. The other person may be his own son, for example. I might have had an ambition to become a doctor and I could not. At least I want my son to become a doctor. But this character or inclination is totally different for the son. So the father gets wild. He wants the son to be a doctor, but son doesn't want to be a doctor. Because the father forgets that the guna combination of son, daughter, wife, parents, brother, they are all not the same. They are all different. We should learn to accept it. Not only they are different, in one person itself, a few months before, it was one type. And now it is totally different. If he is a jnani, he appreciates these differences and does not get angry. He says, gunaihi na vichalyate. Because of the three gunas and their fluctuations, na vichalyate, he is not affected. He does not react. He does not get wild. He does not get angry. Some children are a little more tamo guna predominant. Therefore, they don't get good marks in the school. They may be good in some other field perhaps, music or something else. But the father wants to put him in a professional field, but son likes music. Then what to do? Then he gets angry, he gets frustrated, nothing works. So better understand one's inclination. So whatever we can do in that line only, we can do and help that person. సో ఏ జ్ఞాని ఈస్ నాట్ అఫెక్టెడ్ బై ది సో న విచాల్యతే. దెన్ వాట్ డస్ హీ డూ? ఉదాసీనవత్ ఆసీన, హీ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ దో ఇండిఫరెంట్. ఉదాసీనవత్, వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్, నోట్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. హీ డస్ నాట్ సే దట్ హీ రిమైన్స్ ఇండిఫరెంట్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ దెన్ హీ ఈస్ అన్ ఇర్రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ పర్సన్. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఇండిఫరెంట్ విత్ చిల్డ్రన్ అట్ ఆల్, వైఫ్, పేరెంట్, బ్రదర్స్, హుమ్సోవర్, వన్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి ఇండిఫరెంట్ విత్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఇండిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ తమో గుణ. సో కృష్ణ డస్ నాట్ సే ఇండిఫరెంట్ బై ఉదాసీనవత్, సో యాస్ దో ఇండిఫరెంట్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఉదాసీనం, ఉదాసీనవత్. ఇన్ వాట్ రెస్పెక్ట్? యాజ్ ఫార్ అస్ ద రియాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ కన్సర్న్డ్, హీ డస్ నాట్ రియాక్ట్ ఇన్ హిస్ మైండ్, డస్ నాట్ గెట్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్, డస్ నాట్ గెట్ యాంగ్రీ, డస్ నాట్ గెట్ వైల్డ్, డస్ నాట్ లూజ్ స్లీప్, విచ్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్. సో ఏ రియాక్టింగ్ మైండ్ ఈస్ ఏ రజోగుణ మైండ్. If the parent has got rajoguna, he will get wild, angry. If he is tamasic, then he will be indifferent. Whatever happens, I will not move. Some fathers are like that. In some societies, after the 12th year, the children are just let loose. They can do anything, move with anybody. They can do all that thing. They are not completely bothered about their children in some societies because they are busy exchanging their own partners many places. So where is the time to think of their children? It is their irresponsibility. There is another type of parents who interferes with everything. These are rajasic parents. Here he is an intelligent father. Any person who is in a responsible position, he is udasinavat. He is not indifferent, he is not reacting. These are the two extremes of people. Then what does he do? He does what is to be done. Whatever can be done by him in that situation, he does. Whether it succeeds or not, he accepts the situation. It's a jnani. We are talking about the jnani because he has got love for everyone. So he does his best for loka sangraha, for the welfare of society, for everybody. But whatever happens, he accepts as the guna composition. He understands whatever, it may not be in line with what he has been thinking, what he has been working for, but he accepts it. So this is what the difference. Often these verses can cause a lot of misunderstanding. So one should be very careful. Often one might wonder, should not a father be concerned about the child at all? If he is getting angry, is it not for the good of the child only? These questions we always ask. These are all confusions in the family. Gita is not prescribing indifferences at all anytime. Now we will take for an example. Suppose one's son fixes a girl for marriage. It's a very common case these days. Now three parents can react in three different ways. For example, indifferent. First parent, very indifferent, irresponsible parents. They don't bother about anything. Okay, it's your life. You want to marry somebody, go ahead and do that. That's it. We don't care. That is one set. And the another set is, who does not think in terms of the son, he thinks, what will happen to my prestige, family prestige, how to face friends. This is selfish love. This is not love, but attachment. Then he goes and talks to his son, not to do this and that, all the time having his personal interest in mind. But he says, this is out of love for the son. If the son disobeys, then the father's true colors will come out. Reacting parents they are. If the love is true, it is unconditional. We have already mentioned the differences between love and attachment. Love is unconditional. Attachment has an agenda. And the third type of parent is, there is the moment son decides, he does not think what will happen to me or my family. He first asks the question, what will happen to that person? Will the future be good for my son? He is called the Gunatita father. And if he thinks that the future will be affected, then he will talk. He will not be an indifferent father or a reacting father. I am talking for your good. And I feel that this may affect you. But whatever it is, your decision is final because it is your life. So the father, responsible father, will bring to the attention of the son what he thinks would be a problem if that decision has to be made. But if the son doesn't obey, goes ahead with his own decision, he will say, fine, he will still bless him. My love towards you has nothing to do with your obedience or disobedience. I will get the marriage done and will continue to love you and bless you also. So love will remain always love. whether the other person obeys or disobeys. That is the gunatita father. And this reactionlessness is called udasinavata. Action is there. To put in actually Swamiji's language, an indifferent person has neither action nor reaction. The other person has only reaction, but a jnani has got action but no reaction. I do this for your good. You accept or not accept. Aham will be the same. Therefore, Gita is never prescribing indifference. We should never mistake these shlokas. If you are in a family, you must be responsible. And as an elderly person, whatever is to be done, has to be done. But sometimes it may work, sometimes it may not work. If it does not work, then also one has to accept it. If you are getting wild, then we are not gunatita, we are still samsari only. So, udasinavat asinaha gunaihi na vichalyate. Then what will be his attitude? Gunaha vartante. What to do? People have got different characters. Gunas are there in everyone. Sometimes the son wants to become a sannyasi also. They don't like that also, parents. When the son wants to go in evil ways, they want the son to be religious. But if he goes one step ahead, too much religious, then also they don't like. As I know, many families are in such situations. He must work. They come and ask me, my son-in-law is like that. He does puja every day. He does abhishekam and all. So the mother-in-law is very upset. So he must work, earn plenty of money, get married, have children, take care of us, should go around the world. All these are all desires of the parents. And once in a way, he should go to temple also, do namaskaram at home, and that is enough. That is what many parents think also. If he becomes a sannyasi, then who will take care of us? See the peculiar parents, some of them. So, if the inclination is for spirituality, is it not a great service to the world? They don't think. If the mind is extremely sattvic, naturally the mind will go towards spirituality only. He will be interested. I used to have a student. He used to ask me when he was very young at that time. He was about 26, 27. So he used to ask me these questions. I used to tell him, you first take care of your family. Take care of your parents. They are old. So take care of your responsibility first. But this person wanted to become a sannyasi right then. So it became an issue for me to convince him to start with. And then he went home back and all, but talked to parents and all. And he told them, first thing, I don't want to get married. So the parents, okay, at least you are with us, that's fine. So they let him not get married at all. So he didn't go to work also. He studied a lot of things and all that. And he led a life of almost a sannyasi without becoming a sannyasi. So what good it is. So that is what the person was doing. So these are all very strange situations, but they exist. They may happen. So if the mind is extremely sattvic, naturally the mind will go towards spirituality only. He will be interested in jnanam. Because a sattvic mind will naturally go towards that only. Therefore, if he wants to become a sannyasi, bless him and allow him to be one. Of course, discuss with him. Make him understand. By then, he might have really understood what sannyasitvam is. But whatever one can. This is called wisdom. Gunaha vartante. Gunas are there. Making him inclined towards various things. Iti yaha. Avatishtati. With this awareness, a jnani ever remains calm. Avatishtati remains calm without any agitation, without any reaction. No violence, no letting out of stream, all that kind of thing. Getting wild with wife when the son does not listen. Most households is common. When the children don't listen, the mother takes all the heat. If the son comes up very well, he is my son. If not, he will say to the wife, it is your son. Look at your son. You don't know how to bring up your child. These are all common occurrences in most families. These are all problems. So, yaha avatishtati. Na lingat ingate. Na chalati. He does not move or is unshaken. We are talking about this jnani. Gunatitaha jnani. He accepts it as his prarabdha. I have done all the things to be done. And if the son is like that, wife is like that, it means jnani also has got prarabdha. And so prarabdham works like that. జ్ఞాని హీ మైట్ బి ఏ జ్ఞాని, బట్ హిస్ ప్రారబ్ధ స్టిల్ కంటిన్యూస్ టిల్ దిస్ జన్మ ఇస్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు కంటిన్యూ. సో దట్ ప్రారబ్ధ బ్రాట్ హిమ్ దిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ. సో ఈచ్ వన్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్, మే నాట్ బి టు హిస్ టు ద వే హీ థాట్ దే వుడ్ బి, బట్ హీ అండ్ అక్సెప్ట్స్ దెమ్. సో అక్సెప్ట్స్ ప్రారబ్ధం ఆఫ్ బోత్, ప్రారంభం దట్ ద సన్ షుడ్ గెట్ సచ్ ఎ ఫాదర్ అండ్ ద ఫాదర్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ గెట్ సచ్ ఎ సన్. సో ప్రారబ్ధం ఆఫ్ బోత్, బట్ డూ ద బెస్ట్ అండ్ లేటర్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్. డోంట్ సే ప్రారబ్ధం ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ అండ్ కీప్ క్వైట్, డూ యువర్ బెస్ట్ అండ్ లేటర్ లీవ్ ఇట్. సో గుణాః వర్తంతే న ఇంగతే. శ్లోక 24. సమదుఃఖ సుఖ స్వస్థః సమలోష్టాశ్మ కాంచనః తుల్య ప్రియా ప్రియో ధీరః తుల్య నిందాత్మ సంస్తుతిః. శ్లోకాస్ 24 and 25 ఆర్ ది ఆచార ఆఫ్ ఎ గుణాతీత. వి ఆర్ స్టిల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ద గుణాతీత టాపిక్. ద సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున, ది మెయిన్ ఐడియా కన్వేడ్ ఇస్, ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్ వాట్ ఆర్ హిస్ లింగాస్, వాట్ ఆర్ ది సింబల్స్. నౌ సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ ది ఆచార ఆఫ్ అ గుణాతీత. సో హీఈస్ సమహ ద గుణాతీత, హీ సమహ బ్యాలెన్స్డ్ అండర్ ఆల్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద మెయిన్ ఐడియా ఇన్ బోత్ ద శ్లోకాస్. సమత్వం, సమత్వం యోగ ఉచ్యతే, వి సా దట్ ఎర్లియర్ లాంగ్ అగో. సో వాట్ హీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఈస్ నాట్ సమం, దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి విషమం ఓన్లీ, బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రాక్టికల్ వరల్డ్. వై? బికాస్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆర్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ప్రారబ్ధ. అండ్ సో నో వన్ నోస్ వాట్ ప్రారబ్ధ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బ్రింగ్ టుమారో. ప్రారబ్ధం ఈస్ ఎ మిస్టరీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ప్రెడిక్టబుల్. At the same time, it is unavoidable also. It will come, get crash on us. And this is not only the case of an ordinary samsari, but also of a jnani also. Jnani is equally ignorant of prarabdha. Because he is jnani, he is not going to know what is going to knock at his door tomorrow. He does not know how long he is going to live also. He doesn't know what all experiences are going to come. The same time, jnani also cannot escape prarabdha. ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మణాం సుభోగాదేవ క్షయ. వి సా ఇట్ ఇన్ తత్వబోధ. ఓన్లీ బై ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ విల్ గో. ఈ ప్రారబ్ధ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బింగ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్. హౌ క్యాన్ హీ లుక్ అట్ దమ్ యాజ్ సమహ, ఈక్వలీ, విత్ ఈక్వనిమిటీ? దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి విషమ ఓన్లీ. ఫార్ దట్ వి సే దట్ ద సమత్వం ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఇన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, but in terms of his response to them. The experiences are vishamam, but his reactions are samam. Because as we have told often, experiences are not under our control, but reaction is in our control. Because reaction is of our own mind, and the mind is our own antakaranam, our own equipment, which can be controlled by what? By buddhi. సో బుద్ధింతు సారథిం విద్ధి విద్ధి మన ప్రగ్రహమేవ చ కఠోపనిషత్. వి సా దాట్. సో ది రియాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద బుద్ధిస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆర్ నాలెడ్జ్. వెన్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ బ్యాక్డ్ బై అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్, ది మైండ్ గోస్ త్రూ వయలెంట్ రియాక్షన్. ఇట్స్ ఆల్ కామన్. ఇఫ్ బ్యాక్డ్ బై బుద్ధి, సో విజ్ఞాన సారథిర్ విజ్ఞాన సారథిర్ చేస్తూ మనహ ప్రగ్రహమేవచ. విజ్డమ్ క్యాన్ చేంజ్ అవర్ రియాక్షన్, విజ్డమ్ కెనాట్ చేంజ్ అవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దీస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ. విజ్డమ్ కెనాట్ చేంజ్ అవర్ ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్, దే మే బీ ఆర్ దే ఆర్ వాట్ దే ఆర్. విజ్డమ్ కెనాట్ చేంజ్ అవర్ సబార్డినేట్స్, కెనాట్ చేంజ్ ద వెదర్ కండిషన్స్. But wisdom can change the reaction towards them. And jnani is one who has mastered that. Therefore, how he reacts? Samaha. Samaha in what? Dukkaha, dukkha and sukha. Dukkha, painful experiences. Others not recognizing your good intentions, your services, not accepting your advice, your own children, they ignore you. All these things. Dukkha. It is a painful experience. You do everything, but they don't reciprocate. What to do? And what they behave is not under your control also, because they have their own buddhi, they have their own decision making mind, values, sometimes even guided by wrong people because of their associations. For example, Vidura finds Dhritarashtra advised by Shakuni and all others. Vidura is seen as a neetiman, but he finds Dhritarashtra being advised by Shakuni and all these other people. ఈస్ ద విద్రా బీయింగ్ ద వైసెస్ట్ మ్యాన్ హ్యాస్ ద నోబ్లెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెన్షన్ బట్ హీఈస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్ టు ధృతరాష్ట్ర బికాస్ హీఈస్ గైడెడ్ బై సమ్ అదర్ ఫోర్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఓన్ లైఫ్ వీ మే ఫైండ్ దట్ వీ మే వాంట్ టు హెల్ప్ సమ్ వన్ బట్ హీఈస్ మిస్గైడెడ్ బై అదర్స్ అండ్ యూ సీ యువర్ పర్సన్ గోయింగ్ టు రూయిన్ రైట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఓన్ ఐస్ వాట్ క్యాన్ యూ డూ సమ దుఃఖ సుఖ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ క్యాన్ బి డన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హింసెల్ఫ్ సా హిస్ ఓన్ యాదవ క్లాన్ ఫైటింగ్ అండ్ డయింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఐస్ వెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హింసెల్ఫ్ కుడ్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ హిస్ యాదవ వంశ వేర్ ఆర్ వి ఆర్డినరీ మార్టల్స్ ట్రయింగ్ టు క్రియేట్ చేంజెస్ ఇన్ ద వర్ల్డ్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ వీ షుడ్ బి ఉదాసీన దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ వీ హెవ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ దట్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ యూ షుడ్ సిట్ క్వైట్ ఇన్ ఎ కార్నర్ యూ కెనాట్ బి ఇండిఫరెంట్ కృష్ణ సిట్ ఉదాసీనవత్ యాజ్ దో ఇండిఫరెంట్ ఎక్స్టర్నలీ ఫిజికలీ ఓరలీ ఎకనామికలీ డూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ క్యాన్ బట్ ఇంటర్నలీ కీప్ యువర్ కామ్నెస్ సమహ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ కృష్ణ అడ్వైసెస్ సిమిలర్లీ సుఖం ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ దుఃఖం సుఖం ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ దుఃఖం దే ప్రైజ్ యూ దే గివ్ యూ గిఫ్ట్స్ ప్రాస్ట్రేట్ టు యూ దే డూ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ బట్ డోంట్ గెట్ ఎలేటెడ్ అగైన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ గుణాహ దే ఆర్ ఫ్లక్చువేటింగ్ The guy who is doing namaskaram to you today, he might be a totally different person after some time. One who maintains this sama, dukkha and sukha, he is called gunatitaha. Then sama loshta ashma kanchanaha. Loshta ashma kanchanaha. Dukkham and sukham are based on experiences. And loshta ashma kanchanaha are things. Loshta is mud. Ashma is a stone. Kanchanaha is gold. So one who has an equal attitude towards all these three, that is an ignorant man differentiates them and looks as gold as sukha hetuhu. So an extra attachment, he has got raga. There was a guy who had all these gold vigrahas of Rama Parivara at his home. So he went through very tough times. So he went there and then he wanted to, you know, take it to some goldsmith to see whether he can sell it because he was in such a bad situation. And the goldsmith, he took all the four avigrahas and then he tried to give money for each one of them, give an assessment. He gave Rama some rupees, Lakshmana something and Sita something and Anjaneya something. And the price he gave for Anjaneya was the highest. And this man asked, how come you are giving so much for Anjaneya? Anjaneya is only a dasa for Rama. Rama is Rama. How can you give like this? And that man said, whether it is Rama or Anjaneya, as far as I am concerned, it boils down how much each one of these vigrahas weigh. That's all he looks at. As far as he is concerned, he has no other connection at all. So all these things are all dukkha hetuhu only. That is the vishama buddhi. Running after one and running away from the other. Pravritti towards one and nivritti towards the other. They are called Vishama Buddhi. Whereas a Jnani knows all of them are Anatma. So neither they are Sukha Hetuhu nor Dukkha Hetuhu. Sukha Hetuhu means the ones that cause Sukham. So Dukkha Hetuhu means that cause Dukham. So Sukham and Dukham are in my mind only. Qualify the mind with ignorance, it is Dukham. Qualify with wisdom, it is Sukham. So that's what the Jnani understands. So Samaloshtashma Kanchanaha. Remember, the reaction alone is samam. Very, very careful we should be all the time. He knows that they are different, extremely, the differences between them, he knows very well. But internally, physical differences are seen. But difference in terms of experience, namely sukham and dukham. And remember, even the value, we may say, Kanchana has no value, mud has lot of value, mud has no value. That's what I gave this example. So, when if you find a situation when mud becomes very scarce, where will you see sow your seed at that time? Because mud is very scarce at some point in time, let us say, and only 1 acre of mud isn't there. What can we do? Then we will give away all our gold for the sake of that mud. Or suppose there is water scarcity. You have 1 kilogram of gold. You are dying out of thirst, and someone tells that they will give 1 glass of water in exchange for your gold. You will immediately give away the gold. So remember, the values are human made. Mud and gold are equally the same in Ishwara's drishti. ఇన్ జ్ఞానీస్ దృష్టి వాల్యూస్ ఆర్ మ్యాన్ మేడ్. దెన్ తుల్య ప్రియా ప్రియ, ప్రియా మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ డియర్ అండ్ అప్రియా మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ మేబీ హాస్టైల్ ఆర్ నాట్ డియర్ హేట్ఫుల్. సో జ్ఞాని ఈస్ ద సేమ్ టువర్స్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. హియర్ ఆల్సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్ ఫర్ ఎ జ్ఞాని దర్ ఈస్ నో ప్రియ ఆర్ అప్రియ. జ్ఞాని ఈస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ ఈశ్వర. సమూహం సర్వభూతేషు నమే ద్వేషోస్తి న ప్రియ, దట్స్ వాట్ లార్డ్ సెడ్. సో జ్ఞాని హ్యాస్ నో ప్రియ ఆర్ అప్రియ, బట్ దర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ లైక్ జ్ఞాని అండ్ హూ డిస్లైక్ జ్ఞాని. టువర్స్ బోత్ ద జ్ఞాని ఈస్ సే సమహ, హీ డస్ నాట్ రెసిప్రికేట్ లైక్ ఫార్ లైక్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్ ఫార్ డిస్లైక్. హీ డజన్ డూ దాట్. హీస్ రెసిప్రికేషన్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ సేమ్, ఐ లైక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ యూనిఫార్మ్లీ. సో అండ్ తుల్య నింద ఆత్మ సంస్తుతి. నింద మీన్స్ క్రిటిసిజం, సంస్తుతి మీన్స్ ప్రైజ్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్. ఆత్మ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, ఆత్మ హియర్ ఇస్ రిఫ్లెక్టివ్ ప్రొనౌన్, ది జ్ఞాని హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ఆత్మ షుడ్ బి కనెక్టెడ్ టు బోత్ నింద అండ్ సంస్తుతి, క్రిటిసిజం అండ్ ప్రైజ్. దర్ఫోర్ ఆత్మ నిందావా ఆత్మ సంస్తుతి వా, లెట్ దమ్ ప్రైజ్ మీ, let him criticize him, doesn't matter, he is tulyaha, he is the same. Why, how he is able to do that? Because he understands whatever happens happens to what? To anatma only, body. Glorification and ninda are for anatma only, sukham dukham etc are for anatma only. And if the gold decorates only the anatma and the mud dirties the anatma, atma is never affected. Everything happens to anatma, which we cannot avoid also. So he always remembers that everything happens to the kshetram. We just finished the kshetra vibhaga yoga. So everything happens to the kshetram anatma, and whereas who am I? I am kshetrajnyaha. So Krishna says swastaha. Swa means kshetrajnye, swarupe, dehini. So the sharirini, all those things we have got these terms earlier. So all this, so atmani he is tishtati, atmani tishtati, this jnani, he is ever established in atma swarupa. So swaswarupa means one's own swarupa, which is kshetrajnya, atma. Staha means abiding. So therefore swastaha means who never loses the balance. The jnani maintains the balance all the time. Shloka 25.
మానాపమానయోర్ తుల్యః తుల్యో మిత్రారి పక్షయోః సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగి గుణాతీతస్స ఉచ్యతే.
సో ది ఐడియా ఈస్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ద కంటిన్యూయేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోకాస్, నేమ్లీ సమత్వం ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ ద్వంద్వాస్. ద్వంద్వాస్ మీన్స్ డయామెట్రికలీ ఆపోజిట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్, పేర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్. ద్వంద్వాతీతః గుణాతీతః ద్వంద్వాతీతః. Previously we saw ninda, samstuti, sukham, dukham, all those pieces. Here some more pairs are mentioned in this shloka. Mana, apamane, honor and dishonor. In some places one is respected well, in some other places one is not, or even disrespected. Even among their own children, elder son is better than the second, or the second son is okay. So that is the problem. Only the daughter-in-law is the problem. Always they go through all these things everywhere. And what to do in old age? We have to be with someone or the other. So mana and apamana are all unavoidable. So mana apamana yoho, difference between ninda stuti and mana apamana is what? Ninda stuti is at oral level and mana apamana is at action level. They need not scold you, but sheer behavior they can express their disrespect. Some people will say openly, get out. Others will do everything to indicate that you are not welcome to stay there. So, mana apamana yoho tulyaha. Face it. There is no other way. That is my prarabdha. Similarly, mitra ari paksha yoho. Mitra and ari. That is all friend and the enemy. As we have seen before, actually in the 6th chapter, సుహృన్ మిత్రాదుదాసీనం అధ్యస్థేష్ బంధుషు సాధుష్వపి చ పాపేషు సమబుద్ధిర్విశిష్యతే. ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ ద 6th చాప్టర్. సో ఎనిమీ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్, మిత్ర అండ్ అరి. పక్ష మీన్స్ పార్టీ. సో ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఇంపార్షియల్ టువర్స్ బోత్ ఎనిమీ అండ్ ఫో, హియర్ ఆల్సో వీ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్. ది గుణాతీత డస్ నాట్ లుక్ అపాన్ అదర్స్ యాజ్ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ ఫో, బట్ ది అదర్స్ లుక్ అపాన్ హిమ్ యాజ్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆర్ ఫో. దట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ది గుణాతీత హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ డస్ ఇన్ లుక్ అట్ అదర్స్ యాజ్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆర్ ఫో, బట్ ది అదర్స్ లుక్ అట్ హిమ్ లైక్ దాట్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఫర్ యుధిష్ఠిర, దుర్యోధన వాస్ నాట్ అన్ ఎనిమీ. హి వాస్ ఎవర్ రెడీ టు స్టే విత్ దుర్యోధన, బట్ దుర్యోధన ఓపెన్లీ డిక్లార్డ్ దట్ హీ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ స్టాండ్ ద సైట్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ యుధిష్ఠిర హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎ పెక్యూలియర్ నేమ్. యు నో వాట్ ఇస్ ద నేమ్? హిస్ నేమ్ ఇస్ అజాతశత్రు. నా జాత శత్రు ఎస్య, ఇన్ హూస్ విషన్ దర్ ఇస్ నో శత్రు అట్ ఆల్. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ టైటిల్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఎవ్రీ జ్ఞాని ఈస్ అన్ అజాత శత్రు ఓన్లీ, వన్ ఫార్ హూమ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో శత్రు అట్ ఆల్. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ అదర్స్ ట్రీట్ హిమ్ లైక్ దాట్, హీ విల్ ట్రీట్ దమ్ అస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇంటర్నలీ. అఫ్ కోర్స్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ట్రీట్ ద డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఎక్స్టర్నలీ ఫార్ వేరియస్ రీజన్స్. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ న్యూ. కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఎర్లియర్. అద్వేష్ట సర్వభూతానాం మైత్ర కరుణ ఏవచ. వెన్ వన్ స్టడీస్ ద గుణాతీత, వీ హ్యావ్ ట్రీట్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ది పరాభక్త ఆఫ్ ద 12th చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ది స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ ఆఫ్ ది 2nd చాప్టర్. We have seen all those things there. So when we see Gunatita, we should relate to those topics already seen earlier. So Sarvarambha Parityagi, all these three should be comparatively studied to get more benefit. Arambha means karma. So it means what? Sarva Karma Parityagi. We can take two meanings. The technical meaning, number one is what? Sanyasi. Sarvarambha Parityagi, Sarva Karma Parityagi, who has renounced all karmas. The one who has left all rituals. So beyond Karmakanda he is already, because Karmakanda is meant for Ihaloka and Paraloka Phalam. That's what it is supposed to give in this world and the world beyond. And Jnani is not interested in either of them. Our Karmakanda is meant for Chitta Shuddhi. That also he does not need, because he is already Shuddhaha. He is already Jnani. He doesn't need Chitta Shuddhi anymore. Or the second meaning can be, we can interpret it as that he can give up sarva kamya karma parityagi. So like janaka, he was a brahmajnani. So he, for lokasangraha, he was still king and he was doing all other things, but he renounced all kamya karmas. He has given up all selfish activities, lives for the country only, lives for the world, lives for everybody else. Like the, you know, agarbhakti or light, or even the candle which burns itself and gives fragrance or light all over, in the process it gets consumed itself. So gunatitaha sa uchyate, such a person is called gunatitaha. And incidentally, we should remember another point also. Jnani is called also samaha, and in the 2nd chapter karma yogi also was called samaha. Samatvam yoga uchyate, I just now mentioned that particular line in which is given in the 2nd chapter. So there karma yogi was talked about, he also was given as this title samaha. So if karma yogi also is samaha and jnana yogi also is samaha, then what is the difference? That must be understood very clearly. Karma yogi is practicing samatvam. He is not spontaneously established in samatvam yet. It is a struggle. It is a tug of war. It is never 100% samatvam for him, for a karma yogi, because he is still not a jnani. He is still an ajnani only. He keeps on attempting and he finds he is able to balance to some extent. It is a precariously balanced samatvam, because karma yogi is still an ajnani. Whereas the samatvam of a jnani is of a totally different dimension. It is not precariously balanced samatvam. It is not a deliberate struggle, but it is spontaneously established. It's an unshaken samatvam. So, gurunapi dukkena na vichalyate. Even if the greatest tragedy comes, it does not affect this person. For a karma yogi, that is not there yet. When a big struggle comes, he is shaken. So the spontaneous samatvam of a jnani is what is talked about here in this shloka. We should not compare with the karma yogi samatvam that was talked about in the 2nd chapter. If somebody remembers that shloka, I'm just mentioning. So if at all one has to compare, we should compare with the 12th chapter, where parabhakta, or the 2nd chapter, says apragna. That is what we should compare. Never compare with the karma yogi. With this, the achara topic is also over. So shlokas 22 and 23 are lingams, the various symptoms, the symbols of a jnani. 24 and 25 are the acharas, behaviors. But according to Adi Shankara, there is a small difference. He takes 22 only as lingam and takes 23, 24 and 25 as acharas. Then what? There is a slight difference in the way it is interpreted. And what is left out is the final question of Arjuna, how to become a jnani. If you remember all the three questions that he asked in the last webinar, final question is how to become a jnani. That is said here in the next shloka, shloka 26, that we will read.
Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati chaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
So what is the sadhanam to become gunatitaha or a jnani? How can I become one? He says it is nothing but bhakti. Yaha mam sevate, the one who worships me, serves me, with what? Avyabhicharena bhakti yogena. Bhakti yogena is the sadhana of bhakti, the yoga of devotion. And what type of bhakti it is? Sakama bhakti or nishkama bhakti? You have to be very careful. It cannot be sakama bhakti at all. Is it artha bhakti or artharthi bhakti? Actually, if you remember all the four types of bhakti, chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukriti norjuna, artho jigyasur artharthi jnani cha varadarshapa, we saw that shloka long ago, and we categorized four types of bhaktas: artha bhaktas, artharthi bhaktas, jigyasu bhaktas and jnani bhaktas. So is it artha bhakti or artharthi bhakti? Neither. Then what bhakti it is? Jigyasu bhakti or jnani bhakti? Not jnani bhakti, because that is the sadhana. He wants to become jnani bhakta. So we are talking about the sadhanas to become a jnani bhakta. So it is jigyasu bhakti. Among the four bhaktis that were talked about earlier, the bhakti that is this bhakti yoga that is talked about here in this shloka is jigyasu bhakti. That is what bhakti yoga means here. And jigyasu bhakti means what? We saw it in detail actually in the seventh chapter. There it is the bhakti to know the Lord. It is not puja. It is not japa. It is not any pilgrimage. If the bhakti is to know the Lord, which is in the form of jnana yoga. So it is that bhakti. So Vedanta vichara rupa bhakti. That is the top bhakti that is talked here. So here bhakti yoga means Vedanta vichara. Go to Vedanta, tadviddhi pranipatena, pariprashnena sevaya. Go to your guru and do service to him and learn from him. So ask questions, all that. That means the jnana lakshana bhakti. Okay. And that too, how it should be? Avyabhicharena, with unflinching devotion, tivra jignasa, tivra mumukshutvam. That has to be there. Till that comes, that bhakti is not still steadfast. It's not manda madhyama bhakti, it should not be. So this word also we have seen earlier in the 13th chapter, mayichan anya yogena bhakti ravyabhicharini. So avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. So sa gunan yetan samatitya. He will cross the three gunas. He will become what? Gunatitaha. And brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He will become fit for brahma bhava. Bhuyaha means bhavaha, swarupaha. So brahma swarupaya kalpate, which is mokshaya kalpate, for gaining moksha. So kalpate means fit. He becomes fit for moksha. So the sadhana is bhakti yoga, which is in the form of Vedanta vichara. This bhakti yoga is not doing pujas, rituals and all those things, japa, bhajans, none of those. Now in conclusion he says, shloka 27, brahmano hi pratishtoham amrutasya vyayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ikantikasya cha. So in the previous shloka, Krishna said, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, brahma swarupaya kalpate, means what? The sadhaka becomes fit for brahma swarupam, brahmajnanam. So what is the next question? Kim tad brahma swarupam? What is that brahma swarupam? He says, brahmanaha pratishta aham, that I alone am brahma swarupam. That is the knowledge. I am the embodiment of Brahman. When we say I, we should be again very careful. I am the embodiment of Brahman. Because in fact, this is one of the most controversial shlokas of Gita. Because many people who are saguna bhaktas, who still are in the puja and japa and all dhyanas, such people who talk about Saguna Ishwara, they take Aham as Krishna here. Be careful. And they say, I am of the Swarupam of Brahman. Shankara says that this is not true because Krishna as a personal God can never be the embodiment of Brahman. The moment Krishna becomes a personal God, we already limited Krishna. Brahman is infinite and Krishna as a personal God is finite. Therefore, here Aham should be taken as Pratyagatma, the inner consciousness, the Chaitanyam. So, I, Ahamatma Gudakesha Sarva Bhutashayastitaha, we saw in the Vibhuti Yoga. The inner self of all, I am the Antaryami of all, I am the embodiment of Brahman, of the nature of Brahman. So, Aham means here Atma. So, not Krishna, Aham means Atma. So, I, the self in all, the Kshetrajnam, Kshetrajnam, Sarva Kshetrajnam, Vartamanam. In all the Kshetras, in all the bodies, the Kshetrajna, that is, in the embodiment of Brahman, the nature of Brahman, as it is manifest in all Kshetras. And what is that Brahman? So many adjectives are given here. Amritasya, which is immortal, all we know that. And Avyayasya, which is changeless, with no modification. Brahman has no modification, no change. Shashvatasya, Chadharmasya. So, Shashvatasya can be taken independently also. That means it does not decay, everlasting, eternal. Or it can be taken as adjective to dharma. Shashvata dharmasya. Shashvatasya dharmasya. Can be taken as shashvata dharmasya. Adjective to dharma also. So the eternal dharma. I am embodiment of the eternal dharma. So dharma, Shankara and some other commentators take it as atmajnanam also. For dharma, they give the interpretation it is atmajnanam. So dharma can mean either the dharma of karmakanda, or Atmajnanam. Dharma of Karmakanda means also many virtues, values, dharmic values. That is that. Or Atmajnanam itself. Because here the context is Atmajnanam, so he takes Dharma as Atmajnanam. Shankaracharya takes it as Atmajnanam. And also, Ekantikasya Sukasya. Ekantikasya Sukasya means the absolute Ananda, unalloyed Ananda, unsullied Ananda. I am the embodiment of Brahman, of eternal Dharma, of absolute Ananda. It is this nature that the sadhaka will attain or will become amritaha avyayaha and he will have ekantikam sukham. Ekantikam sukham. So with this Krishna concludes the topic of sadhana. So that is what he will get. That such a high ananda he will get. How to become gunatitaha. And what is the palam of gunatitaha? Which is not asked by Arjuna, but Krishna supplied and concludes this chapter by giving the last thing there, Ekantikam, Ekantikam Sukham. That's what he said. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Chaturdashodhyayaha. So thus is concluded the 14th chapter, which is titled Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha. So before we go to the next chapter, let me briefly summarize this chapter for the benefit of those who might have perhaps missed. So the 14th chapter, it also forms part of the third section of the Gita. And naturally, Jnana Yoga is being emphasized in this chapter also. So just as Karma was emphasized in the first Shatka, first set of six chapters, Bhakti was expressed in the second set of six shloka, that is second shatka. So in the last shatka means group of six chapters. In the last shatka, jnanam is being emphasized. And we said, like the 13th chapter, here also the topic is similar. Atma, anatma, viveka is the topic. In the 13th chapter, viveka was done by a special name, kshetra, kshetrajna vibhaga. Here it is called atma, anatma, viveka. The same thing is being done from Saguna Nirguna Viveka. So the purpose is what? In the 13th chapter, Krishna separated Kshetram and Kshetrajna. And he said one should identify with the Kshetrajna and disidentify with Kshetram the body. That is, Kshetrajna is not to be taken, is to be taken and Kshetram is to be rejected. That's what he said in the 13th chapter. Then the question comes, what is wrong with Kshetram the body? When we separate rice and stone, we take rice and throw the other. The very purpose of separation is what? Take what is good and reject what is not. We take rice because it is nourishing and stone is not good for us. Similarly, we separate Kshetram and Kshetrajna. Now we have to find which is to be thrown and which has to be taken. If you take the analogy of rice and straw, why can't we throw away Kshetrajna and take Kshetram? At least that is closer to me. I can feel. So Krishna did not give the logic why Kshetrajna has to be taken. So Upadeyam. And why Kshetram has to be given up? That is Heyam. So both he didn't give. And the logic is given in the 14th chapter. In the 13th chapter that was not given. In the 14th chapter it is given. Kshetra consists of the gunas. It has got sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna, which are all poisons for a person. In the sense, all of them, they cause samsara. And so Kshetram has to be given up because it is cause for samsara. So Kshetram Heyam and Bandhagatvat. So Rajvata. So that is the one. And so the Kshetram has to be given up because it is bondage, causes bondage. So why it is bondage? Because of the three gunas. Kshetrajna has to be taken because it is Mochakatvat. So Mukti Hetuho, being Nirgunam. So in the 14th chapter, Krishna points out why Kshetram has to be rejected. And what is the evil in the Kshetram? And what all way it binds. The details of Kshetram and its Bandhaka nature, how it binds, they are all given. And the Kshetrajna and its liberating nature, that is also discussed. So this is the background of the 14th chapter. Now when we come to the text proper, the first two shlokas, they were introduction, pointing out the glory of this knowledge, self-knowledge. That it is rare knowledge, liberating knowledge. Then the third and the fourth shlokas, creation was talked about. What is the purpose of creation? It is to point out the whole Kshetram, the world, is born out of Trigunatmika Prakriti. The Prakriti endowed with the three gunas, out of which this is born, the entire creation. The world, including the body-mind complex of every individual, is born out of the Trigunatmika Prakriti. Prakriti endowed with all the three gunas. Therefore, the entire Kshetram is Sagunam. And it is these three gunas of the world, including our body-mind complex, that are going to be responsible for our samsara. So creation is to introduce the three gunas. And having introduced them, the three gunas, from the 5th to the 18th shloka, the five aspects of the gunas were pointed out. That is the lakshanam. Lakshanam, bandhaka prakaraha, lingam, gati and palam. If you remember all these topics I mentioned at that time. We are not going to the details now. The definition. That is the definition, lakshanam. And how they bind, bandhaka prakaraha, lingam, what are the indications of each guna, gati, what is the palam in this life, and gati means what is the palam after death. So all of them. So what is the palam in this life is gati, and the what is the palam after death, palam. So these are the five topics, and having given all the five in the 19th and 20th shlokas, which are the main shlokas of the 14th chapter, Krishna tells how to go beyond the three gunas, how to become a gunatitaha. To put in a different language, how to become gunatitaha. So, traigunya vishaya vedaha, nistraigunyo bhavarjuna. That's what he told earlier. And the sadhana prescribed here is what? Jnanam. One has to acquire jnanam to become gunatitaha, to go beyond the gunas. And the palam is, at once one discovers the identity with Ishvara. Once jnanam comes, then immediately one discovers his identity with Ishvara. So, jnanasya palam, Ishvara bhavaha, that is how it was given as the palam. And Ishvara bhavaha means moksha. Nanyam gunebhyaha kartaram yada drashtanu pasyati gunebhyascha param veti madbhavam sodhikachyati. So, gunan etan atityatrin dehi dehe samudbhavane janma mrityu jara dukkaha Vimukto mritam ashnute. We saw all those things. These are all two slokas. And when Krishna gave the jnanam and jnana palam to become a gunatitaha, Arjuna becomes curious to know about gunatita. He wanted to know about gunatita. Therefore, Arjuna has three questions. And these questions and Arjuna forms the last part of the chapter. See, this question and answers. They form the last part of this chapter. Slokas from 21 to 27. So, gunatita lingam, gunatita acharaha, and gunatitattva upayaha. These are the three things. So, indications of indicate means the lingam and the conduct, the acharaha, and sadhana to become gunatita. These were the three questions. And in both the lingam and achara, the main thing that was highlighted by Krishna was what? Samatvam. He talked about samatvam, equanimity. So that unperturbed condition of the mind, stable condition, balanced condition of the mind. By that, all disturbing thoughts in the mind are negated. It means he does not know what is anger, frustration, depression, anxiety, worry, bhayam. All those things he doesn't know. Instead of negating each one of them, Krishna put it in a general language that there is always samatvam, equanimity. And not samatvam sitting in a cave that anyone can have perhaps. But samatvam very much in the world, in the active world, amidst so many situations. So, mana apamanayoho tulyaha, mitra ari pakshayoho tulyaha, where the world to continues to disturb and harass him, the entire world does all this to him. In spite of the disturbances all around, he maintains samatvam. And then finally, Krishna emphasizes the sadhana as bhakti. And here the point that we should remember is that what? When we say bhakti as the sadhana, many people will think that they should go on doing puja, bhajans and all that to become gunatitaha. By doing any number of pujas, any number of bhajans, any number of tirthayatras, one can never become gunatitaha. But we should understand that bhakti is not a sadhana here. Bhakti is not a sadhana. But bhakti is a series of sadhanas. The first stage of bhakti is what? Being karma yoga itself, that is bhakti. The second stage of bhakti is what? Being upasana, is bhakti. And the third stage of bhakti is Vedanta vicharaha. So it is not a sadhana, but a series of sadhanas. That we should understand clearly what bhakti is meant here. To put in the language of the seventh chapter, he may begin with artha bhakti. First, he may be artha bhakti. He goes to the Lord only when he has a problem. Oh Lord, you are there to solve all my problems. So artha bhakta. Later, he will become artharthi bhakta. He thinks the Lord can give so many things. So Lord, give me that, give me wealth, give me this fame, position. And later, he has to become a jignyasu bhakta for the sake of knowing the Lord. And finally, he has to become a jnani bhakta. Jnani bhakta is jnani. Between him and the Ishvara, Lord, there is no difference. All stages he has to go through if he has to become a jnani. Similarly, initially he can be a sakama bhakta. Later he has to go through nishkama bhakti. Nishkama bhakti alone is the jnanitva bhakti. So bhakti, even though looks like a simple word, but it has to go through the whole range of sadhanas for somebody to become a jnani. So through this bhakti, one will become gunatitaha. And once he becomes a gunatitaha, finally the palam also was given in this chapter. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That's what Krishna said in the last sloka. He attains Brahma swarupam. And what is Brahma swarupam? Amritam, avyayam, shashvatam, so aikantikam sukham. All those things were all given as the palam. What is Brahma swarupam? These are all description of that. So such a Brahman stage he attains. And this is the essence of the 14th chapter. And since it is a study of the three gunas, the chapter has been titled Guna Traya Vibhagaha. So here there are two processes. Number one, the three gunas as distinguished among themselves without bringing Nirguna Atma. So without bringing Nirguna Atma, Krishna tries to distinguish among the three gunas first. Difference between Sattva and Rajas, Rajas and Tamas, Tamas and Sattva, all that he brings. And second, finally, these are the three gunas as a whole are distinguished from the Nirguna Atma. So first, internal distinctions among the three gunas. And finally, distinction from Nirguna Atma. So the double distinctions are made in this chapter. So Gunatraya Vibhagaha and Gunatraya Nirguna Vibhagaha. Both are discussed in this chapter. So next chapter, Purushottama Yoga, we will take from the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।